celebrating 30 years on Philadelphia radio. Here's another John DeBella Show flashback on Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Today's, you would think I would know this by now, huh? Today's 30th anniversary flashback is being brought to us by your local Delaware Valley Honda dealers, one of the proud sponsors of this evening's DeBella the Ball, and our thanks to them for that. When I first got here back in 2002, not too long after I was here, I did my very first live broadcast, which was coming to us live from the Four Seasons Hotel because Yes was in town, and we had made arrangements to have all of the guys from Yes, we were calling it Breakfast with Yes or Waffles with Wakeman, whichever way you wanted to look at it. But we had made arrangements with the band that one by one we would broadcast from a room there, one of the catering rooms there. And then one by one they would all come in and come on the show, and they did throughout the course of the program. And one of the people who came down was Rick Wakeman. Now, there was a grand piano in the room. It just happened to be because it was a room that they held weddings in, and there was a piano there, right? Wakeman said really calling it a piano would be wrong. It was more like a musical rhinoceros because it was just a terrible piano. The action on it was terrible. And but I turned and said, look, we got to get you to play something. And he turns to me and says, well, he says, I can't play much alone, right? But what I can do is I can play the Beatles in the style of Prokofiev.
Oh, of course.
I'm like, what? He says, yeah. He says, I'll play Eleanor Rigby, but I'll play Eleanor Rigby as if Prokofiev wrote it. So, in the style of Prokofiev, here is Rick Wakeman and Eleanor Rigby.
Knuckleheads, this is Frank Colladino, Caliendo, who cares? Congratulating John DeBella for 30 years on the radio in Philadelphia. That's pretty good.
I mean, yeah, but it is. Whoa!